Zion on the base, the daf is not written on this, so if you want to write it in, so Zion on the base in the dark. A Mishnah. Noidrin leharogin uleharomin ulemuksin. You're allowed to make a neder for murderers. Rashi leharogin shu horik aliske moment. A guy who kill for money. Shimbole horgoi. You can go ahead and make an edit to the guy. You know, he's coming from, I give you the money. So you can say to him, no, it's the money, I'll give it to you, but it belongs to Truma. This is Truma. You know, so it's Matfish Truma, and it really belongs to the coin. So you're allowed to make an edit, even though it's a lie. It doesn't belong to Truma. But in order not to give him the money, this murderer, so you can tell him, you know, this it's Truma. Yeah?
He's a liar or it's a nether?
It's a nether. You can even be make a nether. He said, I don't believe you. I promise you. Even though it's a lie. Huh?
Is this his fee for murdering someone you hired him for? I mean, what do you
mean?
This is a murderer for hire. He wants the money. You've hired him for a hit?
No. He's coming to you, and he puts a gun to your head.
Oh.
Give me your money or I'll kill you.
Okay.
So you can make a nether and this is Truma.
Okay.
Take a look in the Rosh. You see the pierce in the Rosh? Look in the pierce in the Rosh. What? Give him the money. He's not going to kill you if you give him the money. We're going to take on the fascist. He's saying, give me $100, I'll kill you. He's saying, I'll give it to you, but it's Truma. Oh, look in the Rosh. The Rosh on the left side. Pierce the Rosh. You know, right?
That's right.
I'm sorry, I said that. I said Rashi, it's the run. And then Doran did. But on the bottom, yeah, you see? Not in the Harogim, the Haromim, the Muxim. Harogim. Heim listim, I can barely read it. Harogim, kedei likach mamon, they'll kill you for money. Haromim, heim gozlin, just tam ganovim. Avalenim horgim, they won't kill you. Beloizu avzuktoni, and avade, there's no chidesh here, but even the loizu avzuktoni. Yeah, sheisha truma, fresh the Rosh, avagat the kotli, the gozli, lochli surah. The Rosh is answering the card. This guy's a murderer, but it's a true murderer. He's not gonna, he'll kill you, but he won't. He won't eat it. Alright, so that's the case. So you're allowed to make such an adornment. Let's go to the Gemara. Yeah? The Gemara, Behoma Shmuel. The Gemara is on the bottom. Behoma Shmuel, Dina the Malchusa Dino. Yeah? I Shmuel said, Dina the Malchusa Dina. Rashi. Behoma Shmuel, Dina Iran, I mean, Dina the Malchusa Dina. Behishal Dina the Midar Hochi, because they lay potter. Even the minadin chayav listen lo esam eches. So one of the things that it said in the Mishnah is that you're allowed to make a neder to the muchsin. What is the muchsin? The tax collector. He's come and give me money I don't have. Hey, wait a second. I see you got there a pile of wheat. So I'll take that for the taxes. So that's your truma. Doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the koi. It's a lie. So it states in the Mishnah, you can make a neder even. You can tell the tax collector, you know, I'll make you a neder that this is your truma. Right, the Gemara, Shmuel said, "In the Machus Adina, how can you go ahead and be stealing from the government?" Right? Omar Avkinen, Omar Avkahan, Omar Shmuel, Bemucha Shein Lo Kitzva. The Ran, Bemucha Shein Lo Kitzva, Bekima Shekein, there's no limit to the Muchas. Lav Dinehu. Ela Chamsanusa, Shestam Geneva. The Chamsanusa, the Muchas, Lav Dinehu. There's no Dinehu Machus that applies to Chamsanusa. You know, that if they have unlimited tax, you know, if the guy tax collector can take anything he wants or whatever he wants, now you got to realize that a lot of the Rishonim, he learned that this tax collector
was a personal guy. Wasn't
huh?
It was his own. It was like in his own king. His own
No. There's a king, and the king sells the tax. You know, instead of collecting it, he sells it. You know, like the mortgage companies. Yes, they sell it. He discounts it. You know, okay, now for $100, you can collect the whole all the taxes in the town, right? So then he goes and collects, and he. So that's a lot of times this is the case. So Medina Mechus is allowed to collect it. So he's allowed to collect it as long as it's a legal tax. But if he goes and makes up for who knows whatever amount he wants, then any legally doesn't belong to the Malchus. There's no Dina Mechus that applies. So he can go ahead and make a neder to pater himself from such a thing. Right in the Gemara, the Rabbiyana Oma Bemucha Sohoimet Me'elov. It's a tax that this guy made up. Now here's the important run. The melech was never mitzave such a tax. The cost of the toisus writes, the dafke me malchi ove kochovim, oma de dina de malchus adina. Only by malchus ove kochovim do we say dina de malchus adina. Bimne shehoret sheloi, because the kingdom, the land belongs to the king. Ve'yocholoy malahem. And he could say to them, Im lo tasu mitzvoisai, if you don't do my mitzvahs, egoresh eschem min haaretz. I'll throw you out of the land. Aval v'malchi Yisroi loy, by melech, a Jewish melech, there's no such thing as dinah d'malchusa. Lefi she'eretz Yisroel, kol Yisroel shutvim bo. In Eretz Yisroel, everybody's a shutav, it doesn't belong to the melech. V'chi amrinan dinah d'malchusa dinah, hanimile le'inyan, she'im kono, echot, mechezeh, chayovim litin lo esa mechez. There is somebody went and bought the mechez from the malchus, he has to give him the mechez. V'chein nami, im loy kono oiso, elo she'u memuna likvos esa mechez. Even if he didn't buy the mechas, but he is the tax collector working for the king. That's not called by the Me'anisim, since it's Dinah Malchusadin. So see, I'm more of the Kachidish in the Ran, that the Ran says the Dinah Malchus only applies by Melech of Agoy. And what's the Tan? Because Kalorit Shiloh, he owns the land. And if he owns the land, he can do whatever he wants, he can exile you. So therefore, you have to abide by that law, and it's kilu you made a tonight on that law. Yeah. When so we have now two tamim. We have the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says it's kilu you built in tonight. Since you live in the land, you're going to abide by the law, even though the king doesn't have to own the land according to the Rashbam. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's owned by a king that owns the land. We'll soon see. I mean, not soon, but we'll see in the future whether that applies with Manazer. And with Manazer, Aaron Clinton doesn't own the land. Congress doesn't own the land. I don't think so, anyhow. So then maybe that will happen. Let me just finish. Rabbeinu Yoina says here in the Shita Mekubetzes, I mean not here, but in Balbash, I forgot to say it. Rabbeinu Yoina says that the whole Dinah Malchus Dinah works on Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Since Bezdin, the Dinah, the Dinah Malchus applies, so Bezdin can go ahead and be Mafia Yunechosin, and he works out Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So we have three times in the Rabbeinu Yoina, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Huh? Oh, so that we'll have to see when we get to this afternoon in the future. Hefker Bezdin Hefker, the Rashbam says that he was a built-in tonight if you live under that Malchus, and the Ran says that the Melech owns the land. Rav Herzog says in his Rav Herzog is English, he wrote in English and also
Jewish,
so he says in there, he brings his Ran and he says in there that in English common law until today, which was 1935 when he owned it, I don't know if it changed, the land actually belongs to the king. So if the land belongs to the king, that's what Dinah Malchusa applies. And there's another chiddush here, that Dinah Malchusa doesn't apply by Melech Yisrael, because he doesn't own the land. So you see, clear that Rabbeinu Yoina, Rabbeinu the Ran is saying that the ownership of the land is what created Dinah Malchusa and nothing else. Now one more Gemara, if you got 2 minutes. Let's just finish Gemara.
When he says about it, he's talking about Melech Yisrael, not the thing, Medina Yisrael, which could be considered like a Malchus.
Well, Medina Yisrael, they don't own the land. I mean, they don't own the land. The Torah says the land belongs to
you. Any worse than
That we'll see. Let's hold off to see what happens with our type of form of government, where you don't have a melech.
If you don't pay, I mean, it's just
right. So that we'll see. The only thing you got to keep in mind that according to the Ran, it seems that because the melech owns the land. So maybe according to the Ran, there's not been machus of this matter. That's a possibility. We'll see. The head tax. How does he learn the Gemara in Bava Basra? Because he owns. No, it's not only that as far as taxes. The Ran could be saying that even Benovim Lechaveiro, he owns the land, he can determine the law. Just the fact that he owns the land and he can be Megarish from the land, so he's determining the law. If you don't do what I say, I'm going to throw you out. If you don't start by a red light, I have the right to throw you out. So maybe that would also be Dinah D'Malchus. Oh, it seems like it's some kind of pre-built tonight. No, so therefore, you are willing to abide by the law. That's what we have to see, that you're willing to abide by the law. I want to just see the here because it's important run. I don't want to leave without the run. Good morning, Gitna. You don't make base. Kol ashtar ha'olim barkosh, like the Kochavim, the Mishnah says, any star that come out of the courts of Goyim, af a pish echosmeyem, or the Kochavim, even though the Chassimus, the Eidim, a Goyim, Ksheir, the Koshe, Chutz me Gitei Noshim, and Shichur Yavod. Except for Gitei Noshim, a Get, and a Star, Shichur Hebet, they're not Koshe. What? That means it's Yil Avodim. Kobosik Betoni. Gemara, we're skipping. Betoni, Loshno Mecher, Loshno Matono. Gemara is asking, It doesn't make a difference if it's a star mecher or star matana. Vishloima mecher, make it yod zuzi kamayu hudekon. When you buy something, you pay him, you coin it with kesef. Ushtar arai be'almahu. And the star is a regular rai. So Mela can understand that if the akoiz, the Rashba says, and all the other Yishronim say, that we're talking about akoiz, that are decent akoiz, and Lomari and Avshayi, they won't lie, it doesn't pay for them to lie. So you can assume that this star is a true star, it's not a fake star, but it came with the seal of the akoiz. But that's by star mecher. Ushtar arai be'almahu. They wouldn't be Mari Nafshayu. The cost in the star and the other star. Ela Matono, be Michael Coney, why is it Coney with the star Matono? The Kenyan is the star. So how can such a star have validity? La, behind star, he's Coney with this star. Behind star, Chasma Ve'almahun. This star is Tam garbage. It's nothing. It's from a Goyish court. O Mashmul, Dina de Machusa Dina. So Shmuel says, Dina de Machusa Dina. That the din of the Malchus is the din. So it's two pshat in the Gemara. Either din of the Malchus tells you that a star that comes out of our kois is a good star, even though the star was making the chalois of the Kenyan. And when the Mishnah says gitenoshim and shichuri avodim, means anything like that, anything where the star causes the result. You know, if you give a get, the result is not an eshesish anymore. The get caused that. So star maton is the same thing. When you give the star, that's the maton, and this would have no application in the case of star maton. Now let's do the run, because the run is very important, and then we'll stop. All right, we'll do it quickly. So the run is, we see it underlined. With the amrina dina malchusa dina, dafku meshe amelech oise michuke malchusa. One thing the run says is, it's only what the melech does in the chuke amalchus. Ava meshe hegmoin oise sheloike din. Loy, but whatever Hegmon does, some kind of not a melech, so he's that's nothing. Velishna is in the machusa hochi mashma. Kloy mamashe a melech oise michuke malchus. He has to be a malchus. He can't be stama Hegmon. The Ovid Hegmon sheloy kedin chamsenusa have veloy din. And if a Hegmon a ruler does it sheloy kedin, then that's stama ganef, and that's nothing. The boy same Tony chutz mikigite noshim kol shtoro is shehen. Through the star, that's with the Gemar. So now it says a very important thing. You can't say, he's going to explain the machloikis, because you can look at the Gemara now and say like this, that according to the Lishna Kamo, Dina de Machusadina, according to the Lishna Basra, Dina de Machusadina is not true. So Zokteran, the Meima, the Nadina, and Milishna Kamo. That we're going away from the first Loshon. Vishun the Pliga Oleo, that the second Loshon, where it says, Mikke Gite Noshon, is being Choylek on the first Noshon. It's not true. Losir de Loaminon Dine de Malchusa Dino. De Hobe Almon Akina Le De Shmuel. All over we find the Dino Shmuel. Kede Mucha Perka Goizo. Ufer Chefka Sabatin, the one we just learned. Ule Fika Yesh Mishe Pirish. De Nodina Milishna Kamo Mishun de Loaminon Dine de Malchusa Dino. Ela Bedvorin Shehem Beha Noah Samelet. So that those are mefarish, that the reason this aniboy is aimer here is because this is not the hanosa melech, it's the nalon lechaveiros. You are making a matana to somebody else, and in those cases, dinim machusa doesn't apply. Yeah. So there are those that want to time it. That's why you have the boy is aimer here. Look at the amrina perika goyso. Eli adon hamelech kedem amrina perika goyso, like it says in perika goyso. Teda, they caught it darkly, the Gashri Gishura, then they made a Gashri that has to do between the Malchus and the people, not between two people. The Avdina Lalayu, the Avdina Lalayu, we go over the bridges. With the Amrina Aprechas Kasabat, and the Malka Omar, the Ligni Inisharo, and the Bigarto. The guy got an Ami Ikalukme, Kadeshi Ekaim Ashtar, the Yikachis Chukov, so that he could go ahead and be Mekaim the Star, and the Melch would be Nere from that. I'm a Mida de Loshayach by Malchus, something has nothing to do with the Malchus. Then we wouldn't say dina de machusa dina. That's where the lishna basra doesn't give the lishna kamo. The umbrina boy same toni chutz mikigite noshim. Veloy nehira, the Ran doesn't agree. He says he can't be the pshat. Mid the umbrina and horos sol meperches kasabatim. Omar Rabbi Hanitlas milish toili marupa banachmeni mishmei de rabba. The mishmei de Shmuel dina de machusa dina arisa de pasoi arboin shonin kloima. de mako oma ve hinhe she toil chazok lo de kochovim be arbon shnin ve ocho leka hano ve toeles bekach bekach le melech. There's no hano for a melech in such a case. What is the melech getting out of this that you need 40 years for a chazok? Elo vada ki amrin an hocho ve boys eimo lo pliga lishna kamo. But definitely the second lotion of we boys eimo puts mi kegi te noshin, not toilek on the first lishna. This is what the Mishnah is saying. Afilu bedeleika hu meno de malko. Even when there is no akois. Elo inhu kaimi min ashayu. Afilu hochi tzani masnisim nekshev. In our sometimes there's a malchus, and then there's something which has nothing to do with the malchus creating the court. Now these are courts that have nothing to do with the malchus. The melech didn't create these courts. These are independent courts of the melech. Yeah. So if you have a court that's independent of the melech, it's something that the melech didn't go ahead and designate this court, didn't appoint this court. It's a self-appointed type of arkois. So you have an arkois. It's like a private arkois. So you have a private arkois, and they are mekayim all the shtaros. So in such a case, you want to be mekayim the shtar, and make that shtar matona should be valid. So the boys Zema tells you that such a shtar is not valid. It only has to do with Hurman of the Malchus, where the Malchus appointed this type of a court. The Tony Chutzmiki Gita Noshim, who are in the Star Matona, the Domilu, the Veshneim Hatovim is Kaim Veshtar Bilvat, who me Hecha the Ika Hurman of the Malchus, but when it's a Hurman of the Malchus, where the king appointed it, Kolashtoros Oilos, the Nutirin, the Arkois, Shelohem, Sharing a filu shtar matana, and all the shtaras that come into our koiz, even shtar matana will work if it's a hurmin of the mouth. So the Ran is learning that the machlokes in two lashonis is according to lashon aleph. Everybody holds it in the machlusadin. If the court was appointed by the melech, if the court was not appointed by the melech, then you have the machlokes between the lishna kama and the lishna bashra. But the lishna kama says even so, din in the machlusadin, and the lishna bashra says, then you won't have any application of Dinei Mechusa. So you have that, according to the Ran over here in Gittin, Dinei Mechusa applies only if there's Hurman of the Malka and one lotion in the Gemara. How we pass him? I think pass him like the second lotion. But see the Ran, that if there's no Hurman of the Malka, then there's no application of Dinei Mechusa. So we'll stop here. So that's the way. So let's chazer over. So we have the Rashbam's Pshat, because it's sort of at night, since you live there, you agree to those laws. There are Rabbeinu Yoina, because he can be Megarish you, that's what it is, such at night, he owns the land. Right? I mean, the Ran in the Dorim. And then we have the Rabbeinu Yoina, it's like Hefker Bez and Bez. So that's what we have, the three Hikari Shoinim, and how Dina the Machusa Dina works. And we have here the Ran saying, in Gittin, and it's clear from the Gemara in Bava Basra, that he works even benodon lechaveiro, things that have nothing to do with taxes, right? And so far, I think those are things that are definitely true. Anything else, we don't know. But those are the definitely truths, that if it's mamish ha-melech, the surban of the malchus, meaning there's an actual legal melech, and he is the one that appoints the court, then in such a case, there's different din of the malchus.
And obviously, the nafkamin is in halacha, the difference between Rashbam and Iran.
There might be differences in halacha. Yeah, and it doesn't apply by Melech Yisrael, that we see this from the running the door, and that by Melech Yisrael this will not apply. Now there we'll see weiter that there's all kinds of
what do you think next week will be, if we have to bring anything,
bring a Choshe Mishpat.
Which will tell us
both.
Both?
Yeah, because we're going to jump around. Okay,
Choshe Mishpat next week.
All right, Shkoy first.
Yeah.
Keep in mind all the things that were clarified. I don't want to jump to know, this is exactly what I don't want to do. I don't want to have preconceived. I don't want to have anything preconceived. I want to know.